VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Preliminary results from Sweden's parliamentary election Sunday show one of Europe's liberal nations is taking a decided turn to the right. The anti-immigration Sweden Democrats appeared poised to become the third largest party in parliament. It wants the country to leave the European Union and put a freeze on immigration. Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue reports.
Polls suggest they'll win less than 20% of the votes. That figure is still enough to render them as kingmakers. Johanna Lander is at the Reuters Stockholm Bureau.
The pretty straightforward centre-right bloc politics that has dominated Swedish politics for the last 100 years seem to come to an end, as no one will be able to form a government without the support of the Sweden Democrats. The problem is nobody wants to talk to them because of their troubled past. The Sweden Democrats were founded in the late 80s, in part by white supremacists, and in the early years their rallies drew skinheads. The current party leader, Jimmie Åkesson, has tried to clean up the party, but they have been rocked by numerous scandals, and they have been forced to throw out numerous members because of racist statements online.
Sweden took in more asylum seekers per capita than any other country in Europe in 2015.
With most ballots counted, the ruling center-left Social Democrats had 28% of the vote, trailed by the moderates with 19% and the Sweden Democrats with almost 18%. French police have arrested a man who wounded seven people, including two British tourists, in northeast Paris late Sunday. The Reuters news agency quoted a judicial source as saying there was no indication the attack was terror-related. It also reported that four of those wounded were in serious condition. Witnesses told AFP the man was also carrying an iron bar. This is VOA News. Former Cambodia National Rescue Party leader Kem Sokha was released on bail Monday. The opposition leader was jailed on treason charges a year ago. A government spokesman told the Reuters news agency that Kem Sokha was released on bail and he is under monitoring by the court. Reuters also quoted Kem Sokha's daughter as saying the 65-year-old political prisoner is under house arrest and is in ill health. President Trump said it was a, quote, big and very positive statement that North Korea staged its latest military parade without its usual display of missiles that it claims are capable of striking the U.S. In a tweet, Trump said, "Thank you to Chairman Kim. We will both prove everyone wrong. There is nothing like good dialogue from two people that like each other." Associated Press correspondent Raphael Wolber was at the parade on Sunday. He says it featured tanks, missiles, and units from all branches of the military, but not advanced missiles.
There was no significant large-scale military hardware. There were Korean People's Army soldiers, but not the same procession of huge missiles that we saw here just over a year ago in April 2017, and also in an army anniversary this year in February.
Six women have made new sexual misconduct allegations against the head of the CBS television network, Leslie Moonves. His time as one of the most powerful executives in Hollywood is coming to an end as of Monday, Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The New Yorker is reporting the women's accusations, which include Les Moonves forcing them to perform oral sex and retaliating when advances were turned away. The CBS chief acknowledged relations with three of the women, but said they were consensual and that he had never used his position to hurt their careers. CBS says it's taking the allegations very seriously and that its board of directors is investigating. Six other women accused Moonves of misconduct in another New Yorker article last month. Even before the new allegations came to light, CBS's board was reportedly discussing terms of Moonves's exit. Julie Walker, New York.
A powerful hurricane is headed toward the U.S. East Coast. There are numerous tracks the storm could take, including staying out to sea and missing land entirely, but the National Hurricane Center predicts it will move between Bermuda and the Bahamas Tuesday and Wednesday and will strike the U.S. southeastern coast by Thursday as a, quote, extremely dangerous major hurricane. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.